It was the start of the Easter holidays, and Isla was looking forward to spending all her free time with the cats at Poppy's place.
2 whole weeks off school,
Isla sang as she danced into the kitchen on Saturday morning. She scooped up Roo and gave him a big hug.
That means 2 whole weeks of cats. And chocolate,
Isla's little brother Milo added with a grin. As if to prove his point, he grabbed a chocolate brownie from the kitchen table and shoved it into his mouth in one go.
Easter is my favourite time of year,
he mumbled, spraying crumbs everywhere.
Ooh, that's revolting, Milo,
moaned Isla as she helped herself to a piece of toast. Milo grinned and reached for another, but Gran slid the plate away.
They're not for you.
Isla's older sister, Tilda, looked up from her phone.
I thought Christmas was your favourite time of year, Milo.
Isla nodded.
And your birthday.
Yes, but they're both ages away,
Milo replied.
It's only 2 weeks till Easter.
Mum checked her watch.
I'd better get dressed. Dolly's expecting me at 11. You'd better get a move on too, Isla, if you want to come with me.
Isla munched her toast as fast as she could. She loved visiting Dolly's farm, and today they were going to choose 2 more cats. Their friend Mr. Black had recently adopted Ash and Ace, which meant Poppy's place had room to help 2 new cats find their forever homes.
I want to come too,
Milo pouted.
Please?
Isla sighed. She'd been hoping to spend the journey to Dolly's persuading Mum to take more than 2 cats, but with Milo around, it'd be impossible to have her full attention.
I thought you were baking with Gran this morning,
Isla said to Milo.
We can do that when I get back, can't we, Gran?
Milo said. Gran smiled at Milo.
That's fine by me. It'll give me time to go to Zumba.
Isla tried to ignore Milo as he whooped around the kitchen.
Can we bring the new cats home with us today? She asked.
It depends on the cats, Mum said, reaching for a pile of paperwork sitting on the worktop. Milo stopped in his tracks.
I've been thinking,
he started, giving Isla a sly grin,
that we should have some different animals at Poppy's place. Like...
He screwed his face up as though he was thinking really hard.
A monkey!
Mum was too engrossed in the cafe rota to register what Milo had said. Gran laughed.
We're running a cat cafe, not a zoo.
Milo's shoulders sagged.
What about a miniature pig? They take up hardly any space, and pigs are actually cleaner than people think.
Ugh,
Tilda snorted. She stood up and peered over Mum's shoulder.
I was thinking that maybe I could work a couple more shifts over Easter.
Mum studied the rota.
Well, we are open for a few extra days during the holidays to fit in all the bookings, so we could do with the help, as long as it doesn't interfere with your schoolwork, Mum added.
Tilda rolled her eyes.
Leonora will be here most days too, of course, Mum continued, so that Gran and I can have some well-earned time off while Seb's here.
Seb was Isla's only cousin, and he was coming to stay over the holidays. Everyone was looking forward to it, especially Milo.
I'm so glad we took on Leonora, said Isla. She's fitted in really well, and she's great with the cats and the customers. It's like having a big sister.
You've already got a big sister, Tilda huffed. Isla grinned.
You know what I mean. A slightly friendlier big sister. Anyway, I thought you'd want to spend all your free time with Mason,
Isla said, changing the subject. Isla was right. Mum usually had to bribe Tilda to work in the school holidays.
I do,
Tilda replied, blushing.
But me and Gabriella need to volunteer somewhere for our Duke of Edinburgh award. And I thought Mum could do with some extra help. Win-win.
Isla nodded and took another bite of toast. Since they'd held the Great Cat-tacular Adoption Day at Dolly's farm, bookings at Poppy's place had more than doubled.